fresh talent. Would you mind talking to her for me? Sure, I reply, cringing at the thought of pitching my latest sexual conquest to my agent. Just email your resume to my assistant. I write down her email address and swiftly escort him out the door and lean my head against it. I'm getting too old for this shit. I rush out of hair and makeup and toward the gossip TV set just as the taping is about to start. 3 minutes, my producer, Charlie, calls to me as I sprint past him expertly in my high-heel ankle boots. I hurry into place and glance over at Dean Anders, my co-host. He grimaces at my tardiness without looking up from his notes. Nice of you to show up. No problem, I answer sarcastically. What would you do without me? He smirks and opens his mouth, but before he can speak, the stage manager cuts him off. 4, 3, 2, he says, before pointing at me as the red light on the camera comes to life. I may have been flustered a minute ago, but now I'm in my element. Welcome to Gossip TV. I'm Casey Lee, and we've got the freshest scoop coming your way right now. 30 minutes later, the relenting red light turns off, and I pull off my boots. Why do great shoes have to hurt so much? I say to no one in particular. That's the price you pay for high fashion. My assistant, Destiny, sweeps by and takes the boots out of my hand, twirling them by their 4-inch heels. Ain't that the truth, I mutter, as I make my way back to my dressing room. I glance in the mirror. Even after an hour in hair and makeup, I can still see the circles under my bright sapphire eyes and the lines around them when I smile. Like always, there's a small part of me that hates that I've chosen a profession where age 40 is considered ancient, where the Kelly Rippas of the world are the exception, not the rule. This past year, I've felt the clock start ticking. Not my biological clock. I'm talking about the clock that exists in the minds of all the executives who determine when on-air talent gets stale. I'd been pretty fortunate in my career, starting right out of college as a researcher at Entertainment Tonight, and eventually working my way up to on-air correspondent. And for the past 3 years, I've been the co-host of Gossip TV. But I know that I'm only as good as my last sweeps number, and I'm starting to live on borrowed time. It's a fact that Dean likes to bring up often. He is 28 and arrogant because he doesn't have that damn clock ticking in his ear. I lie on the couch in my dressing room and close my eyes, practicing the meditations my yoga teacher taught me. But I can't concentrate. It feels like the walls in my painfully small dressing room are closing in on me. I might be on-air talent, but it doesn't afford me much more than a nameplate on the door, a pleather couch, and, if you ask me, way too many mirrors. And then there it is again, the tight ball of anxiety lodged in the base of my throat. Breathe, Casey. Just breathe. Destiny glides in the door a moment later, iPad in hand. Ready to go over your schedule? She asks. Am I ever ready? I joke and take a sip of the water she wisely brought me. Oh, did Colby wear you out last night? The sides of her mouth curl up as she tries unsuccessfully to keep a straight face. Colby. So that was his name. I knew it started with a C. He emailed you already? I groan. Yes, he sent his resume and said he had a very productive meeting with you last night. I put my hands over my face. It's the last time, I promise. Like I've never heard that one before, she says with a snort. Destiny has been with me since my first on-air.